Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we discuss your curious questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Quran and the narrations of Holy Prophet, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have the pleasure to be with Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Brother Miqdad, in our previous episode, you ended up the session with a very beautiful story. And before that, you told us it's very important that we develop the strength in our children so that they can filter things, they can think rationally, they cannot take in everything, whatever is being spoon-fed to them through media or through TV or through social media or any other side. It's important to develop kind of media literacy in them by making them realize how to analyze things. And then we also discussed many things, and then the beautiful story towards the end of the last episode. Now I would want to again ask you, what are the things that we can do in the upbringing of our children so that they become influential or they have positive impact towards others and do not get influenced negatively from others?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we talked about TV and how to create a filter. We talked about making a cup full. We talked about feeling and having empathy, so feeling the pain of others and creating us this attitude and this idea and this trait that we feel the pain of others, that we want to help and we wish to help others. Today I'd like to talk about one other point related to how we can impact others, and that is and how to train our children to wanting to impact others, wanting to be influential and positively
yeah.
impact others. And that is to create a pleasure in helping others.
Yeah.
There's a very beautiful hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen whereby he says, Al-Karimu yabtahiju bifadlih. That the Karim, the one who has ikram, the one who has respect, self-respect and self-esteem, is somebody who, when he does fadl, when he helps others, he has a sense of happiness in him.
Yeah. Right?
He's a sense of pleasure, but a sense of, it's a positive sense of pleasure. It's a positive sense of happiness. It's an internal sense of contentment, internal sense of joy that I enjoy helping others.
Right.
And this is something that we need to train our children with. We need to create for them opportunities to help others, whereby they will have a sense of joy in doing so. And so regarding this, so first and foremost, you always create opportunities for children. You create opportunities for them and you make it an opportunity whereby they will enjoy it.
Enjoy.
Right? Not, it shouldn't be khidmah, it shouldn't be helping others, but it as a core, as a very difficult and tedious and painful moment. No, allow it also to have a sense of joy in it. Allow it to sense of pleasure in it.
You remind me of a very beautiful hadith from Imam Sadiq al-Islam when he says that if you want to test the who is a believer, test them at three places. Test them or see when what they are doing when they are when it's the time of azan, when the prayers are called upon, and just test them how they help others. Test them how they keep the secrets of others. If they reveal the secrets, they definitely are not among us. If they are not engaged in performing wuzu when it's the time of azan, then they are again not among us. And also see how they help others. We mostly have people who have this sense of helping others, but how they help is very important, because Imam does not say over here, Do they help others or not? Imam says how they help others is very important. So we'll actually discuss more with you. We'll shed more light on the topic after a short break. The listeners, stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Brother Miqdad is with us. Brother Miqdad, you said that we have to develop this sense in our children that when they are giving in to the society, when they are giving in to others, they have this sense of joy within them. And it's really important. Sometimes parents can lead as examples, because sometimes we give away and then we don't have that joy, or sometimes we are not even appreciated in our family, or we are said, was it you the only one who was supposed to be in the front line of helpers? So this should not happen in a family, because parents have to lead by example when it comes to upbringing.
Exactly. So allowing this sense of pleasure is very important. Sometimes, as you mentioned, we belittle the work, or we condemn the person for being helpful or for giving their time. And sometimes this idea of being helpful as well, we have misunderstood the idea of sincerity sometimes. And you feel like if a child is happy with their work and they feel that I really enjoyed helping, for example, giving charity, or helping, for example, clean the mosque, or I helped do this and I felt really happy. And you feel like, oh no, if you're happy, then you're insincere. You're doing it for the wrong reason.
Right.
This is not correct. This is a hadith I just read to you, right? Where the Ma'asum says that this is how the Kareem is. The Kareem feels happy. He feels and he enjoys helping. And this is a normal feeling. I mean, as human beings, when we help others, we naturally feel happy about the fact that we've helped others. And this doesn't go against
the sincerity.
No, it doesn't. Being insincere means helping others for fame, for example, or helping others with minnat, with a sense of like you are indebted to me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, feeling a sense of happiness is actually a good thing. And you want children to feel happy when they've helped others, to enjoy helping others. And so we need to create an opportunity for children to help. And it should be an opportunity where they enjoy it, where they feel happy about it, when they feel appreciated about it. Yes, in the long run, it shouldn't be the sense of the source of motivation for them to do this. But this will come, inshallah, with time, where they will realize that I'd help others for higher purpose and higher goal. But the sense of happiness, this ibtihaja, is important and it's there. And we should encourage our children to enjoy helping others and don't take that pleasure away from them.
Right. Yeah. Again, reminds me of something. A couple of months ago, when it was really very, very hot, my son came in and he was like, he's just 7 years old. He came and he took 2 bottles of water from home. And I was like, where are you going? He said that it's too hot and I have put outside a stand of salavati. And I was like, what is a stand of salavati? And he was like, my friend has got some disposal glasses and I got water. So we too have set up a stand outside and we are telling people to have a cold water in return of a salavat. So let's just Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So let's discuss more about this topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya
al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, ya honor your children, and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Miqdad, and we're discussing something very important. How do you generate that sense in your children to feel a sense of joy when they help others? So, Brother Miqdad, when I was saying this story, my son did this thing. He set up a stand of salawati and giving cold water to people in the hot summer. After that, he discussed with me. He was really, really happy just giving out water to people. So I also encouraged him. His father also encouraged him later in the day. And we were actually surprised, how did he get these ideas? So sometimes with being with friends or living with within a particular community, your children develop those qualities, and that should be appreciated, basically.
Definitely. I mean, you mentioned the story. It happened to my son a couple of days ago, where he joined a salawati stand as well, and he was helping serve others, and he was really enjoying. And he came back saying that a few people gave him money because he was serving Jews to them. And obviously, he was very happy to get money because that means I can buy ice cream. So I was teaching him, maybe you can give the money to the salawati stand rather than in your pocket. But the point that in the end, he did give the money away to the salawati stand, to the stand that was serving Jews. But there was a sense of extreme joy and happiness of being able to help others, to serve others.
Right.
It's interesting that this happiness, some of the teachers, they say that this happiness, which is a natural human happiness of helping others. In fact, before I mention what the scholar says, in fact, if you look at studies as well, there is studies that suggest that this act of helping others, this act of charity, is actually a source that produces a hormonal change and gives us
sense
a
of, boost happiness. Of
happiness and
contentment.
A boost of pleasure. Contentment, exactly. So this is normal, and we should encourage our children to be like that a lot. And this is through creating opportunities. Mm-hmm. The scholar says that, in fact, if we are able to create enough opportunities for our children to serve others, to help others, and the more they feel this sense of happiness, this sense of happiness is greater than the sense of happiness they feel when they watch TV.
Right.
And so he's saying that if you're able to create enough opportunities for them to help others, to serve others, actually children would prefer doing this than watching TV.
Right.
Because they feel happy. They feel happy serving others. They feel happy being useful to others. And this happening is so great that they will abandon TV to do this work. And it's been seen. I mean, you watch it. If you observe children that are very active, that do a lot of things in the streets, in the local mosque, in the local center, they don't have time for TV. TV doesn't bring about a sense of joy in them anymore.
Right.
I feel like, oh, TV is babyish thing, right? You've heard this in all the children.
It's a kiddish thing now.
Yeah, it's a babyish thing. Babies watch TV. Like,
right.
We've got important things to do. We need to help others out.
Right.
We need to go to hospital. We need to do this
be
and do that. Exactly. They feel
proud.
They feel a positive pride. They feel useful. They feel worthy. And they feel a sense of happiness and contentment in helping others. And this is something we need as parents to provide the opportunity for that to
our children. Right. Thank you so much, Brother Miqdad, for being with us and helping us with those beautiful points. And inshallah, may Allah give us the tawfiq to apply all that in our lives. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also go to the official website to listen to our programs, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. There's a tab, Call of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our programs there. In case you want to listen to our programs on social media platforms, just search Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect.